Sunny 101.9, that's Fallout Boy, going back to 2005 with Sugar, We're Going Down. It is 8:10, it is a Thursday. I'm Walt Lindela, and I'm in the studio now with Jen Voglein, who is CEO of Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice. Also, Jamie Barbier, who is the Community Outreach Coordinator with the same group, Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got those out of the way here, and I just wanted to let people know that the reason you're here, Jen, is to remind everybody that tomorrow night, a big fundraiser is coming up. What's going on?
Right. We have our lip sync battle going on tomorrow night at Forrest Roberts Theater, 7:30, seven teams, lots of fun. It's going to be a great evening for a great cause.
And this is the return of it because it hadn't happened for a little bit, right?
Right. We haven't done the event since 2020 and it's a new venue for us. So we're really excited.
Forrest Roberts Theater on campus. So tickets are available through how?
On the NMU ticketing site and also they will be available at the door if there's any left.
Okay.
They're going fast.
That's one thing I wanted to mention is there's a handful of tickets left, but what happens at this event? What goes on?
Well, we have seven local teams that will be performing and lip syncing. And at the end, there will be the top three, the winners. They'll get the wonderful belt that we have. And there's a lot of entertainment mixed in between, silent auction, cash bar, 50-50. We also have a table with some awareness about why we're doing this event for our patient care fund.
Well, and that's kind of what I also wanted to talk with you guys about. And Jamie, you can pick up on this as the community outreach coordinator. This raises funds for efforts with hospice. What is this all for and why is this put on?
So all of the proceeds for this directly go to our patient care fund. So if somebody is unable to pay for their hospice services or special things that we wanted to buy for certain patients, all of that money will go to benefit them.
So what are some of the things you mentioned that, like, if there's people that need help, is that like with sort of the basic services or is there related things? When you're talking about that?
Well, like if some people don't have a certain type of insurance that could, you know, we don't turn any patient away. Being a nonprofit, this is a huge fundraiser for us to be able to raise funds to support all of our patients and everybody in the community.
Do you feel like there is an increased awareness about what hospice and life care is, let's say in the last 5 years, maybe 10 years from what it was not too long ago?
Well, I'd like to say yes, because I started working 2 years ago. So doing lots of outreach in the community is kind of something that I like to do. There is a lot of preconceived notions about what hospice is.
Yes.
So being able to talk about what we do and more importantly what we don't do, because that seems to be more of the bigger issues people have, is preconceived notions of what hospice is.
So this, Jen, is coming up tomorrow night, Forrest Roberts Theater. What is the schedule? And again, how can people get their tickets?
Great. The doors open at 6:30 with the cash bar. Silent auction will be open. People can get their tickets on the nmu.edu/tickets site and also at the door if there's any left.
I'm Walt Lindela, and continuing in the studio now with Jen Voglein, who is CEO of Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice, and Jamie Barbier, who is Community Outreach Coordinator with Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice, talking about the lip sync battle coming up tomorrow evening, Forrest Roberts Theater on the campus of NMU. We'll give them some ticket information here in just a moment. But Jen, this is really one of these events that it has now returned after being away for a few years, pandemic and all of that, get back to it. But the teams that get into this, they really get into this. What can folks expect?
I mean, it is a complete show. I mean, they will be entertained from start to finish. And we have the seven teams, as I mentioned, the three TV stations. We have UPHP. Mm-hmm. We have VAST, Peninsula Pharmacy, Elm Creative. We have a great group of people that have committed to working on this project with us.
And this is not just, a handful of people from a group just kind of getting up there and sort of lip syncing. They go full props and everything, don't they?
Absolutely. I was told one of the groups was on their way to Green Bay yesterday to get some wigs, so it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with.
And you've also got some good folks lined up to emcee this and keep it moving as well.
We do. We've got Pat Dignite and Paul Truckee, Jimmy Ludwig. So many people have gone in, and Ashley McGrath. We couldn't have done this event without her. She has put so many hours and blood, sweat, and tears into making sure this event just goes off without a hitch.
It is all a fundraiser, and Jamie Barbier is here to talk about that a little bit. What do you use these funds for again, and why is it important to generate these funds?
So we're a nonprofit hospice, so it's very important for us to have this as our biggest fundraiser to raise funds for our patients or our patient care fund for anything that we're not able to cover for our patients. This money goes to that to help support them.
So really, this is a big way of helping out, because there's probably some people out there that maybe considering hospice, or they have to think about hospice as an option either for themselves as a, or for a loved one, and they may think they can't do this, and that's why you're doing this, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So how does that work? If you have somebody that's contracted for your services, how do you get this money or this funds to them? How does that all happen, I guess?
I mean, hospice is a Medicare benefit,
yes,
but there are people that are uninsured. And yeah, so that is where, if we have to have someone that's in our care, we can make up that difference with the patient care fund. It also covers smaller things. If someone has a special anniversary or a birthday coming up, or they want a special piece of equipment, mm-hmm, or they have a loved one that needs to travel here from out of the area and they don't live here and they want to come see their loved one, that patient care fund allows us to provide those funds to support the family in a lot of different ways.
And I could tell you for me, from personal experience, though, caring for family members, I did not understand hospice originally. I wish I would have known more about it when the time came. I did learn. And this is why I would encourage people to take part in this event, because you have information there about what hospice and hospice care is. So, Jen, if people want to come, let's give them all the information, when and where, and how do they get the tickets?
Forrest Roberts Theater tomorrow night. It's a Friday night fun event, 7:30. Tickets on the Northern website or at the door if they're left.
All right. It's going to be a lot of fun. I appreciate your time this morning for the update. Best of luck with it. Let us know how it goes as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That is Jen Vogelein, who is CEO, and Jamie Barbier, Community Outreach Coordinator with Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice. The lip sync battle tomorrow night, Forrest Roberts Theater on the campus of Northern Michigan University. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, sunny 101.9.